I'm Luke Hawley.
I'm Laramie DeVries, and together we are Wild Stallions.
Darling, cut off your hair, and I will bleed the marrow from my bone.
As though I've been listening to your music for a long time, there must have been a lot of albums leading up to this, but this is the first.
This is the first full length. So we spent, I don't know, 9 months on it or something. Recorded in the behind the Freedom Plain in Sioux Center, all the sort of foundational tracks, and then we just slowly, piece by piece, recorded everything else and put it together. Yeah, we're really proud of it.
Yeah. So. And we had been working, you know, we had been playing all those songs or most of the songs,
yeah.
Live, you know, just for the year or so, leading up to that. So, and that was us developing the songs, I would say, but also, you know, that was our material. That was our concert material.
Well, this album, which is called The Birth of Birds,
mm-hmm.
you can hear that. They sound like road-tested songs.
Yeah.
And one of the things I thought about when I was listening to it is that these feel like songs that are made with an audience in mind. For the audience response, the way that when they slow down,
sure.
how they slow down, when they get loud,
and
how that would feel if you were in the audience. And then when I saw you guys performing in Sioux Center, I felt the audience responded in those ways.
They
loved those moments.
Yeah.
And they would sing along.
Yeah. It's been, I mean, that part has been, there's nothing better than people sort of breaking into singing along, particularly when everything cuts out and there's just, you know, you can hear them. Like, that's fantastic.
Came into my head, but I mean, now I sort of feel like, well, we better do that for all of our subsequent music that we put together, because I think that
I don't know how people make. I mean, I've never had the
luxury
of like just being able to go into a studio with, you know, 20 ideas and cut it down to 10 songs or whatever. Like, I've always worked them out ahead of time, and some of the songs on this record, like, I wrote probably 10 years ago and have played them in different iterations with different people. And it's really wonderful to see them cemented into this thing. Right.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think having is it the way back, right? That's what you call
the backpack.
The backpack.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No, it's all right.
The backpack. Having the backpack is sort of like having another part of the band. I mean, where you get to do that kind of stuff. I mean, is that in your mind as you're composing, or as you're thinking of yourselves as a band? Do you think of yourselves there?
Yes. I mean, I think so. Like, that's where we started. There wasn't a venue there. Like, there wasn't anything there. There were, like,
we cleared it out. I'm a little bit of a hoarder.
We made enough space to sort of play, and it was, you know, I mean, I think there are lots of bands that don't have a place to practice and don't have a home. A home base,
like a club. Is there a clubhouse?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and
that's an absolute.
I didn't
luxury.
Plan on talking about ruralism this conversation, but just because you've brought this idea up of you built all this around you, which seems to be part of the philosophy that drives
you. It's definitely a DIY.
You've needed a place to play, so you built it.
That's real Iowa, right? If you build it, they will come. That's right.
I think that might be trademarked.
Oh, are we not allowed to say that?
I would have to bleep it out.
I want to be a ghost so I can haunt your house forever. And you'll never, ever, ever be alone.
I did want to talk about some of the songs on the album and some of the ideas behind it. Living in a rural area. The feelings of this part of the world are in there. One of them being, on a very happy note, loneliness. Yeah. Which seems to be a streak through the whole thing.
Is there a question there?
I thought maybe you could talk about how that informs you, because the songs don't feel sad necessarily. Yeah. I mean, you come away, it's a rock album.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel really good as you listen to it. It's uplifting, I think, to hear.
Well, this is probably like more backstory than anybody needs, but I've been writing a novel for the last, I don't know how many years, 5 or 6 or something like that. The novel is a spoiler alert about a rock and roll band. but it's also like, it surprised me that at the end of the day, it was a lot about fidelity and about how to love the people that you build a community with, and how to, you know, love the one you're with, but not in that, like, not in that way, but in this way of like, sort of recognizing our finitude and understanding, like, you have this one life and you should embrace the things that you have and the people around you, and try to be true to yourself and true to those people. But sort of the dissonance between like desire and ambition and wanting something else, and also like, I think people use the word settling in an only negative connotation, but like, I mean, like the way that you settle down into a recliner, like in a really comfortable and warm way.
It's a challenging album. I think there's a sort of interesting rebelliousness to it in that thought that, where are my ambitions coming from? What truly makes me happy? What do I want? Why do I want it? You know, maybe a sense of getting past the ambitions of youth,
yeah,
and finding the ambitions of maturity.
I was just telling Laramie about this, but my wife and I were watching, I think it's called The Chef's Table, which is just sort of about, you know, it's beautifully shot TV show about food, and just like, you stay hungry the whole time. But they were interviewing this this old Italian guy who's passing on his restaurant to his son, and at the very end of the episode, he's sort of walking out and to have this family dinner, and he says, "I have no ambitions." And I thought, like, that must be amazing. Like, it might, you know, like, it's how do you get there? And to think of "I have no ambitions" in a positive light or positive sense is sort of feels very anti-American or something. Mm-hmm. And maybe he can say that because he's Italian. I don't know. But like, how do you get there? How do you find a steadiness and a sense of comfort and contentment with, you know, without having ambition?
Give me 1,000 pints. Give me a tank of gas.
But I think what Mark was really trying to comment on is the fact that we're all really old.
Yeah, that's mostly what I was saying.
I tried. I skirted that so well. Yeah. I put it on somebody else who's much older.
Bring it back into the fact that, yeah, we are.
I was going to say weathered.
Weathered.
Seasoned. Yeah, you know.
I like weather.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah.
Give me a call. give me a frozen arm. Give me a harvest moon. Give me an old guitar.
And thank you guys for coming in. I'm really excited that you'll be here for GLOW.
Yeah, that's
gonna
be
great.
Be
we're stoked about it. Are we allowed to talk about the Backpack? The Backpack has a show on September 29th. You can come out to Sioux Center, to the Fruit Plain, eat some flatbread pizzas.
No, and it's pulled pork. It's pork.
I'm sorry. It's called Pork and Bands. You can eat pulled pork. And it's going to be like 10 bands in 8 hours. And it's going to be sort of,
you know, people can check out our website, you know, Spotify, all that jazz. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that.
FullyRuralized.com.
FullyRuralized.com. Yep.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Give me a stolen name.